This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Behind every successful movie is a great director, an artful cinematographer, talented actors, and plates of food laid out as bait for journalists on junkets. Junkets are a key part of promoting any film. On big movies, reporters are flown in weeks before the release and fed. And I've even read that some ruthless publicists set out alcohol at these events. They are fed and allowed for brief controlled moments to actually interview the people behind the movie. Three forces are at work here: the reporters, the publicists running the junket, and the actors. Sometimes they all want different things. NPR's David Kestenbaum attended a junket last month for a film that opens this weekend.
At the Four Seasons Hotel in Los Angeles, the sun is out, the palm trees shade fancy cars, and inside there is frequently a junket going on. Today there are two. A reporter with the Associated Press stands outside. Sheila, well, she does it best.
Sheila McClure in Little C Big C, L-U-R-E, and entertainment producer, AP Television.
How's the food at this one?
The food is good because they had cookies, which are my favorite, and sadly I look for my nutritional components to my life from the junkets. And so I was grateful for some grilled vegetables to put that part of the pyramid at peace for the day.
In a room on the second floor of the Four Seasons sit plates and plates of food. Our producer, Rob Sachs, volunteers to investigate.
Mozzarella and tomatoes. Got the salmon and the other mozzarella tomato. I think we'll start with that.
We should probably tell you about the film. It's called Girl with a Pearl Earring, based on a novel that tells an imagined story behind a painting by the Dutch artist Johannes Vermeer. Vermeer is played by Colin Firth, who you might know from Bridget Jones' Diary, except that he has long, arty hair here. The young girl who eventually gets committed to canvas is played by Scarlett Johansson. She was just in Lost in Translation, and you don't get to see her hair much because it's wrapped up in a peasant's shawl most of the time. The movie is pretty great to look at. Each frame resembles a Dutch master painting. The publicists running the junket figure the subject is perfect for the public radio audience. They were very accommodating at first. Allie Johnston is one of the well-dressed staff trying to keep things running smoothly. How big a junket is this?
Probably about medium size. It's a smaller movie because it's only opening limited release, but since we have, you know, two huge stars in it, and since we're pushing it for Oscar award season, that's why it's so important.
How many people have signed up?
Many outlets. Let me look. At least 50, probably 60.
And then a woman walks up and says, "Can we just stop for a minute?" She turns out to be another publicist, and she is not happy. We turn the tape recorder off. "We thought you were coming to cover the movie," she says. "We had no idea you were going to be interviewing reporters and publicists in our hospitality suite. The only way she will allow us time alone with the actors is if we ask about the movie, not about the junket. Actors," she says, "hate having to do junkets. We agree to play by her rules." Alone time comes later. Right now, down the hall, a dozen microphones are set up on a table. Peter Weber, the director, is answering questions from reporters. "Do Americans care enough about Vermeer to see the film?" he's asked.
"To me, okay, it's Vermeer, but it could be a story about a plumber. It could be a story about a mechanic. What's important is the relationships between the people. If you've ever longed for someone..." Is that me? I'll switch it off.
Colin Firth, who plays Vermeer, is quizzed about the lack of dialogue in the picture. Is that a danger?
"Yeah, you can underplay something into non-existence very easily. It's a mystery. I don't know why you can watch fascinating stillness in one person and completely vacuous stillness in another."
But he's also asked about his hair. "We hear you had long hair as a kid."
How do you hear about hair?
"I don't know. Well, was that your rebellious period?"
And about what CDs he listens to. And about a memorable Christmas, maybe when he got the toy he'd always wanted.
"I suppose that one that does stick in my mind, I remember electrocuting myself on the Christmas tree lights. I remember actually finding a socket and sticking my finger in it and lighting up the Christmas tree, literally. And I can remember the pain involved in that."
This is not what the movie publicists want. They want serious questions about the film. And the reporters ask them sometimes, but inevitably they crave personal details. Scarlett Johansson, happily for our purposes, even weighs in on junkets when a reporter asks, "Is acting play or work?"
"This is work. Doing press, doing photo shoots, making appearances is overwhelming and tiring, and it's exhausting. It's exhausting, and it's can be quite boring, actually. And then it can also be really exciting, you know, it depends."
Handlers escort the actors back to their rooms. We pace up and down the hall waiting for our five-minute one-on-one time with the actors. The woman who put the kibosh on the earlier interview closely monitors our conversation with Colin Firth. But with Scarlett Johansson, we're left alone. So we throw caution to the wind and ask about the junket. She sits neatly folded up in a hotel chair. Is there a question people always ask you in these?
People have often said to me, "So, Scarlett, why are older men so attracted to you?" And I always answer, "Well, I think youth is attractive, and I have a nice ass." No, I'm just kidding.
Do they ask you what everyone else is asking? Did I just ask the question that everybody asks?
No, that was actually, only Peter Weber and Colin Firth say, "So what question are you getting? You know, what question are you getting?"
Is there a question you want to ask us?
A question I want to ask you? National Public Radio? What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
It turns out this kind of trying to be different is what many reporters do. The idea is to get some back and forth between the interviewer and the actor, capped by a shared laugh, so the news organization can bask in reflected celebrity. It poses problems for the reporters sometimes. Sheila McClure with the Associated Press says she sometimes gets starstruck.
Like Julie Andrews, I turned into a complete moron in front of, but the more you do it, the more you realize, you know, they're just people. And it's only sometimes, like the other day I was interviewing Ben Kingsley, and all of a sudden I was halfway through the interview like, "Oh my God, I'm with Dondi. This is amazing." And then you get really stupid, and so you have to kind of get over that so that you become normal again.
I can't say we weren't affected. On the drive home, our producer, Rob Sachs, admits he feels a little drunk from the experience of being so close to Scarlett Johansson.
The thing is that you know how much of an impression she made on you, and you always just wonder coming back, like, did I make any impression? Was anything at all reciprocated? Is she ever going to remember me? Am I significant to her as, like, you know, the other way around? And then you realize probably not, and you feel like a little, you know, pee. And that's whatever.
But today you are a lima bean.
Today I was a lima bean. That's correct. For those 5 minutes, I was a huge lima bean.
All right, that's a wrap. For Day to Day, I'm David Kestenbaum.
And Girl with the Pearl Earring opens in select theaters tomorrow.